The New York Foundling Hospital. Sometimes being saved still feels like being lost. Established in 1869, the New York Foundling Hospital, one of the state's oldest and largest child welfare agencies, was created to care for abandoned children on New York City's streets. The car took me there, where I would learn what it felt like to be a child no one claimed or wanted. That night marked the start of the fear I would feel whenever I arrived somewhere new or unknown. The building felt enormous, cold, and echoing, as if it had swallowed every sound. The air smelled of bleach and something unfamiliar. Safety, maybe, or something pretending to be. I remember the heavy, metallic clink of keys and the doors that buzzed open instead of being pushed. Everything felt official and cold. After a lengthy intake process, which included two women at a desk writing down my name, neither of them looking at me, I asked whether my mother was coming back. Someone said she'd be notified. Not notified like a mother, but like paperwork. They asked questions. How old are you? Can you spell your name? Do you have any allergies? Do you know your father's name? I only knew my mother had signed something and then walked away. They never asked how scared I was, or if I were hurt, or if I were hungry. No one asked whether I wanted to stay. That was followed by a physical, a shower, and a change into Levi's and a powder blue sweatshirt. There were so many children, yet none of them were my family. I scanned every face for someone I knew, someone who might know me. The nuns moved through the halls like shadows, their shoes tapping on the tile. They were kind, but distant. Their smiles practiced, their voices quiet, yet without warmth. At night, I lay in a narrow bed, staring at the ceiling. I missed the noise of my siblings, even our fights. I missed the sound of all of us just being together. The silence here was heavier than any shouting. I kept thinking Jimmy might be placed next to me or come through the door, but every time footsteps passed in the hallway, they kept going.